Hello?
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about Fresno County. May I speak with Suzanne?
Yes.
All right. So, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I'm sorry, honey. I'm hard of hearing. Can you say that one more time?
Of course. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the
Oh,
Constitution.
no.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I ignore that.
What was that?
Just never mind. Continue on.
Oh, all right. Did Domer do from the start again? All right. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
I'm almost certain.
All right. In the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president in state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably
Yes,
vote?
I'm
Are
almost
the chances
certain.
almost certain? All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
71.
1971. All right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race?
We are multiracial.
All right. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. So if you could please tell me which one of these concerns you think is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. And the list goes as parental rights and education, water policy, housing affordability, homelessness, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, or public safety and crime.
I would say inflation.
Inflation? All right. Okay, now I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can also say that. I can totally read you those like little categories again as we go along. So if you could also please tell me that if you want me to repeat it. So the
Okay.
first person is Joe Biden.
No.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion slash neutral?
Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Steve Brandao?
I don't know who that is.
That's all right. What about Gavin Newsom?
Very unfavorable.
Paul Dickos?
I don't know who that is. I don't
Jerry
know enough
Brett?
about him to give enough about him to give a correct answer. I just know who he is, but
Oh, all right. That is totally okay. What about Gary Bredefeld?
I don't know enough about him.
All right, that's okay. And what about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dickos, who's a CPA slash assessor dash recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who's businessman slash council member, or Steve Brandao, county supervisor slash businessman, who would you choose for?
Whichever one's a Republican.
Oh, okay. Well, you kind of have to give me, like, a forward answer for these ones. But I can totally reread you the list again if you need to.
Can you tell me which ones are Republican?
I unfortunately can't tell you that because I'm only given the information that's right on this survey.
Okay.
But on the survey, as we further go along, there is more information about certain candidates. So for right now, you can, like, maybe choose a list from these, or if you don't know, or if you can't decide, that's totally fine.
Okay, just tell the names.
Right, so the names are Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, who's a CPA / assessor - recorder. There's Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman / council member. And there's Steve Brendel, who's county supervisor / businessman.
Okay, can I come back to the question?
No, it's just like once we fill it out, we continue to the next one. And we can't go to the next one if we haven't filled out the previous one.
Oh, my. Well, what about if I just put, I don't know enough about them?
That is totally all right.
Okay, we can do that.
Yes. But now the next question is, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you maybe lean towards? Like, you don't have to, like, vote for them completely, but which one would you lean towards? So the candidates are Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, who's a CPA / assessor - recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman / council member, and Steve Brendel, who's county supervisor / businessman.
Oh, my. And I have to...
Yeah, but this one's just who would you lean towards. It's not necessarily who would you vote for officially.
I'd say the Gary Bredefeld.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say, like fair to good, yeah.
All right, so would that be good or just fair?
It's fair.
All right. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brendel as county supervisor? Would you call it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
All right. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidate for Fresno County Supervisor, and for each, if you could please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this candidate. So the first one is a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. And the options are you're much more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, and much less likely to vote for them.
Are you there? I can't. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?